This is Dakota Datebook for March 25th. In 1861, Iowa Senator James W. Grimes proposed a medal specifically for the Navy, and President Lincoln signed the legislation creating it. In 1862, Massachusetts Senator Henry Wilson introduced a bill to create a similar medal for the Army, which President Lincoln also signed into law. On this date, in 1863, Secretary of War Edwin Stanton awarded the first medals of honor to the six surviving members of Anderson's Raiders. Since then, out of all the millions of Americans who have served, only 3,052 service members have been awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor. 17 Medal of Honor recipients are from North Dakota. The first recipients from the state served in the Spanish-American War. Lieutenant Colonel Teddy Roosevelt, who cherished his association with North Dakota, chose it as the place to enlist. Lesser-known North Dakota recipients from that war include Colonel Benjamin Hardaway of Fort Totten and Joseph Carter from Fargo. When the Spanish-American War ended with a treaty, North Dakota troops in the Philippines unexpectedly found themselves involved in the Philippine-American War. 11 members of Young Scouts were awarded the Medal of Honor for their heroic actions in that conflict. On one occasion, 12 Scouts routed a force of 300 enemy soldiers. In another action, 21 Scouts drove 600 enemy soldiers into a full retreat. North Dakota servicemen have continued the state's tradition of heroism. Master Sergeant Woodrow Keeble served with the 164th North Dakota during World War II. The unit was reactivated for the Korean War, where Keeble was awarded the Medal of Honor for single-handedly destroying three enemy positions. First Lieutenant Lauren Hagen from Fargo led an Army reconnaissance team in Vietnam. He was killed while attempting to rescue his wounded men. Most recently, Staff Sergeant Clinton Romisha from Minot was awarded the Medal of Honor for his actions in Afghanistan. President George W. Bush observed that the Medal of Honor epitomizes the very best of what America stands for and honors the gallant individuals who have received it. North Dakotans can be proud of the state's long history of service in defense of the United States. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.